welcome to the You Stop You podcast, the show designed to fortify your mindset and empower your life. I'm your host, Scott Rasmussen. In today's episode, we'll talk about using the Navy SEALs techniques to improve your life. That's all next, so here we go. All right, the Navy SEALs have been described as a unique breed of warrior. And often when people think of, well, who's the toughest men in the military or women in the military? A lot of people think of the Marines. Actually, Navy SEALs are thought of as the toughest warriors in the United States military. And it's because of all the training and tactical understanding and mental fortitude that they have that helps them to become great warriors. And I wanted to talk about a couple of things today about Navy SEALs and what they do. There's two things. One is called the 40% rule. And the 40% rule is a mindset that Navy SEALs have, and they use it to push through physical and mental pain when they think that they've reached their limit. So the idea is that when your mind tells you that you're done and you just can't go any farther, you're only about 40% of your actual capacity. So by pushing through that initial resistance, you can tap into the remaining 60% of your potential that you didn't know you had. So this is powerful. Oftentimes, individuals who are running marathons say, for example, that around like mile 16 or somewhere in there, they kind of hit a wall. But then they have this extra amount of fortitude and energy that they get, and they just keep going. And eventually they're able to push through. And so I love this 40% rule that when your mind's saying, oh man, I got to quit, then you just keep pushing through that initial resistance, and then you're going to tap that extra power that you have to push through and get things done. So that's awesome, that 40% rule. Try that this week. The second thing is there are four psychological traits that the Navy SEALs use, and it helps them to become successful. We'll just go over four of these real quick. Number one is goal setting. And for them, this is powerful because if they're breaking down like a 6-month goal, then a monthly goal, then a weekly goal, then a daily goal, then an hourly goal, and even a minute goal. And these are goals that once you hit, you're pushing through and you're going to the next. And when you're successful at goal setting, even in small things, then it becomes larger things, and pretty soon you're accomplishing great goals. That's the first is goal setting, to get really good at that. The second one is mental visualization. This is powerful. I don't think we do this as Americans enough to actually have a lot of sustained success in life. At least that's how it is for me, is just mentally visualizing that success over and over and over again. I know sometimes if I'm giving a speech or a talk or something like that, I will spend time practicing the talk, say maybe in front of a mirror or with a friend or whatever to get good at it and to go over timing and things like that. But actually sitting down and mentally visualizing yourself performing that task and then visualizing what it's like to be done and what it feels like and the successful, wonderful feeling of achievement that you have. Having that mental visualization is critical. Number three is positive self-talk. Now, this is powerful because our mind's always trying to play tricks on us, trying to get us to quit, trying to get us to change our direction, trying to get us distracted, anything like that. But positive self-talk can really help us to stay focused. Things such as, hey, I know I can do this. Hey, I've done this before in my mind. I know I can get through this next 5 minutes because I've already done 4 minutes of it and only got 1 minute to go. Or just other things that can help you stay positive. There's so much negative out there in the world. The extra positive self-talk that we do can have a big dividends for us. And then the last thing is called arousal control. And that really just means regulating and controlling your mental state. And there's certain things you can do that will help to do that. One of the things that Navy SEALs do is it's called 4x4s. And what they do is they take in 4 seconds of breathing. So just practice with me. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you do 4 seconds of exhaling. Okay. So breathe in and then you breathe out, then breathing out. So 1, 2, 3, 4 in And so you do this for a whole minute, and it just slows things down. It helps you to focus mentally on what exactly you're doing. And so this control that you have, this control of your mental state, this regulating, is something that really help you stay laser focused. And that's just one technique of something that you can try that'll help you stay on track this week. They say that these four pillars of mental toughness, the goal setting, the mental visualization, the positive self-talk, and that arousal control, those are the things that distinguish the traits of the SEALs and separate them from just individuals with average mental toughness. And so I think if we're going to really try to increase our mental toughness and to improve our life, these things that we talk about this week can help us to accomplish that. And remember again, the 40% rule. When your body and your mind is saying, I'm done, push through a little bit further through that initial resistance, and you'll be amazed with the power that you have. And then use these four things this week: goal setting, mental visualization, positive self-talk, and arousal control. And it won't be long until you're unstoppable. So until next week, be unstoppable.